Hey, out of all of us, who do you think's going to get married next?
Probably Monica and Chandler.
Hi, could I have a pack of Newport Lights, please?
Oh, we don't sell cigarettes, but they have them at the newsstand across the street.
That'd be great, thanks.
Oh, my God. Melissa Warburton, I don't think I have the energy for this.
Oh, my God. Ray Ray Green? You've been MIA for the past 7 sorority newsletters. What's up with you?
Why didn't I tell you over here?
So, last I heard you were gonna get married. Poor Ray Ray.
It's good. It's all good. I actually work at Ralph Lauren.
Shut up!
I will not. I'm the divisional head of men's sportswear.
Oh, shut up more! Are you friends with Ralph?
Oh, please.
Are you?
No.
Listen, we have to have dinner. What are you doing tomorrow night?
Oh, tomorrow? I don't know.
You do now. You're having dinner with me.
Shut up!
I've got to go. This has been so great, Ray Ray. Oh, there you are. You're a bad man for giving me these. So listen, just call me. Here's my card.
Oh, wow, thanks. Oh, you're in real estate.
Oh, no, that's an old card. I wanted to get out of that and do something where I could really help people and make a difference.
Wow. What do you do now?
I'm a party planner. I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay.
Hey, guys, look who's back. It's Ray Ray.
That was my friend Melissa from college.
She seems really, really fun.
She's actually very sweet, and we used to be very close.
Wait a minute. She's not the one who you...
Who you what? Who you what?
Yes. Wow.
Well, what? Well, what? Who you what?
It's not a big deal.
They were lovers.
What?
What?
No, we weren't. It was nothing. It was one night, senior year. We went to a party, had a lot of sangria, and, you know, ended up kissing for a bit.
So that's 2 of my wives.
Where are you going?
To bring her back here. Ross, get the sangria!
So this is where the band is, and this is where the bar is, and all these pins have people's names on them. Oh, Rach, here you are.
Oh, wow. Well, why don't we just take me and put me with a Manhattan in my hand, talking to the cute bartender?
These pins aren't for playing, are they? Okay, the red ones are my guests, and the blue pins are yours.
This is so sad. I mean, I only have, like, 10 pins.
Chicken alert, relax. It's not a contest. Certainly not a close one.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, Rach.
Stop picturing it!
Okay, I think that's it. The seating chart is done. This is our wedding. Wow. They all look like they're having fun, don't they?
Hey, so where are my parents going to be?
Oh, let's see. Well, if this is the wedding hall, then your parents would be over here at home in Queens.
What, they're not invited? Oh, no, that's terrible. They're going to be crushed.
Why would they think they're invited?
You got me.
Joey.
I'm sorry. Look, I thought parents were coming. You know, your parents are coming. Chandler's parents are coming. Ross's parents are coming.
Ross's parents are my parents.
Well, see, parents are coming.
You know, I think we should invite them.
Oh, please, you just want more blue pins.
Well, this is just sad.
All right, maybe I can
fit them in if I just do some rearranging. But, you know, Rachel may actually have to sit at the bar.
That is not a problem.
Maybe you order a little sangria.
Oh, get out of here!
So now these are all the tuxedos that we make, and if there's anything that you like, we can make you a deal. Anything at all. But these are the three that Monica pre-approved.
Well, thanks a lot for hooking me up, Rach. And I want you to know that I want you to attend our wedding as my guest.
I'm Monica's maid of honor. Okay, don't try to blue pin me.
Well, what's the deal with these? These look nice.
Well, they are nice. We custom make tuxedos for celebrities, and then when they're done with them, they just send them back.
You mean like for award shows?
Some of them.
You mean these tuxes have been down the red carpet with people yelling, who are you wearing? You look fabulous.
Might I suggest watching a little more ESPN and a little less E?
Okay, who wore those?
This one's Tom Brokaw.
Not bad.
This one is Paul O'Neill.
Who's that?
He plays for the Yankees. Seriously, ESPN. Just once in a while. Have it on in the background. Ooh, this one was Pierce Brosnan.
Pierce Brosnan?
Uh-huh.
Are you serious?
No.
007? This is James Bond's tux?
Yeah.
Oh, I have to get married in James Bond's tux.
It's a pretty cool tux.
Ah, it's not just that. I would be England's most powerful weapon. Jet-setting heartbreaker on Her Majesty's Secret Service. A man who fears no one, with a license to kill. Would Monica let me wear this?
We should really learn how to play the real way.
I like our way. Look.
Hey.
Chess!
Nice move.
Yeah. Hey.
Hey!
So, Joey, I just hooked Ross and Chandler up with some tuxedos for the wedding. Do you need one?
No, I'm performing the ceremony. I'm not wearing a tux.
Well, what are you going to wear?
Multicolored robes. Oh, maybe a hat.
Huh. Does Monica know about this?
I don't think so.
Can I please be there when you tell her?
Hey, oh, Rach, wait. Do you want to go to a movie tonight?
Oh, you know what? I can't. I have to have dinner with that Melissa girl.
Can I come? I won't even talk. You just hear the noise from my video camera.
What's going on?
Oh, good. Can I tell?
Okay. Well, do you want to hear what actually happened or Joey's lewd version?
Joey's?
Okay. Okay, come on. I have this friend from college, and I made the stupid mistake of telling Joey that one time she and I, you know, kissed a little bit.
Yeah, I'm sure that happened.
It did.
Sure.
Hey, it happened.
Yeah, it was senior year in college. It was after the Sigma Chi Luau, and Melissa and I got very drunk, and we ended up kissing for several minutes.
Which means she had a couple spritzers and a quick peck on the cheek.
Why are you taking this away from me?
Yeah, why is this so hard for you to believe?
Okay, I didn't know that you were lesbian.
I'm not saying that I am a lesbian. I'm just saying that this happened.
Okay. It just seems pretty wild. And you're, you know, so vanilla.
Vanilla? I'm not vanilla. I've done lots of crazy things. I mean, I got drunk and married in Vegas.
To Ross.
All right, you know what? If you don't want to believe me about this, why don't you just come with me to dinner tonight, and she will tell you.
Okay. All right, yeah. Because I just can't picture it.
No, you should get inside my head.
Hey, guess what I got for your wedding?
A freakishly thin date with a hanger for a head?
No, Rachel hooked me up with a tux. But not just any tux. Batman's tux.
What?
That's right. Made expressly for Val Kilmer and worn by him in the hit film, that Batman film he was in.
You can't wear that. I'm wearing the famous tux. James Bond's tux.
So?
So if you wear that, it'll make mine less special.
Well, you need something to make this day special? Hello? You have the most special thing of all. You are marrying the woman you love.
Please don't take away my cool thing. Please? Pretty please?
Pretty please? I'm very 007.
Look, it's my wedding day, okay? If you were getting married, I would never do anything to upset you.
When I got married, you slept with my sister.
That was pretty 007. Hey.
Hey, okay, okay, good. You're here. All right, I figured it out. I'm going to take 2 tables of 8, I'm going to add your parents, and I'm going to turn them into 3 tables of 6, okay? Then I call the caterer, I added 2 extra meals, we are good to go.
Yeah, they're not coming.
What?
Somehow they got the idea that you only invited them because of me. They feel a little unwanted.
Oh, that's too bad. It's true, but too bad.
Look, Mom, you can just call my mom.
Oh, Joey.
Come on, look, just let her know that you really want them to be there. Let's not forget, this is a woman who has sent you many lasagnas over the years.
No, she hasn't.
Is it her fault if some of them didn't make it to you?
Say.
I don't know, just tell them there was a mix-up with the invitations. Or, no, blame it on the post office. They hate the post office and the Irish. But I don't think you could blame it on them, so.
Hello? Yeah, hi, Mrs. Triviani? Hi, this is Monica Geller. Yeah, I'm just calling to say that Chandler and I really hope that you can make it to the wedding. Yeah, apparently a bunch of the invitations that we sent weren't delivered. I guess there was some screw-up at the damn post office. Tell me about it. Yeah, the U.S. post office? No, more like U.S. lost office. What are they, Irish? Anyway, his name's Alan, and we've been going out for 3 years. Mm-hmm. He was my first client when I became a party planner. Mm-hmm. He was actually planning a party for his girlfriend at the time. Oh, well.
No.
And he was Theta Beta Pi at Syracuse.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm. Phoebe, were you ever in a sorority?
Of course, yeah. I was a Thigh Mega Tampon.
What one?
Yeah, you know, we were really huge, too, but then they had to shut us down when Regina Phalange died of alcohol poisoning.
Isn't it a shame when one girl ruins it for the whole bunch?
Anyway, speaking of drinking too much, I was telling Phoebe about that one crazy night after the Sigma Chi Luau where you and I, we made out.
What?
Remember, we had the sarongs on, we had the coconut bikini tops.
Yeah.
We went back to the house, and we got really silly, and we made out.
Oh, wow. Ray Ray, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Really? Ross is Batman.
Well, he did manage to keep his identity secret for a long time.
Rachel got Ross the tuxedo that Val Kilmer wore in Batman. Okay, Batman is so much cooler than James Bond.
What are you talking about? 007 has all those gadgets.
Batman has a utility belt.
007 has a fancy car.
Batman has the Batmobile.
007 gets all the ladies.
Batman has Robin. We get ESPN, right?
How about you go put on your 007 tuxedo and I'll make you a nice martini.
Actually, I don't like martinis.
Well, how about a Yoo-hoo with the funny straw?
Ooh, yum!
Hey.
Hey.
Listen, I know the invitation says 6 o'clock, but does that mean you want people to get there at 6 or the show is going to start right at 6?
The show?
Right? The wedding. Gotcha. But it's going to start a little late, right? I mean, weddings start late, right?
Have you ever been to one of my weddings?
Yeah. Well, look, the thing is it's the same day as my niece's christening, and I really want my parents to be there in time to see me. Because my part's just in the beginning. I'm not even in the rest of the show. Wedding.
The wedding starts at 6.
Okay, I totally hear you. Ooh, how about this? I vamp a little till they get there.
You'll vamp?
Yeah, you know, like warm up the crowd. Ask them where they're from.
Because in Joey Tribbiani, you get a minister and you get an entertainer. I'm a ministainer. There's no one better. There's no one greater. Huh?
Oh, please, God, don't vamp.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I'd talk to Chandler. Maybe he'd like to get married at 007 o'clock.
All right. I will give you 10 extra minutes. 10. That is it.
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much. All right.
Well, we're in luck. The tux fits perfectly.
Chandler, that jacket, it's way too big.
Oh, that's okay. The pants are way too small.
I'm sorry, sweetie. You cannot wear that.
Now, this means Ross is going to be the only cool one. Something, by the way, I never thought I would say.
Dude, take that thing off. You look like a fool. Now, come on. Come next door with me. I got some minister headdresses I want you to take a look at.
How can you not remember us kissing?
I don't know. I don't remember a lot of things that never happened.
What? Come on. Remember, we were on the sleeping porch. We couldn't stop giggling. And our coconuts kept knocking together.
Oh, somewhere Joey's head is exploding.
Come on, listen, I'm sorry. I don't want to make you uncomfortable, but I told Phoebe that it happened, and she doesn't believe me.
I'm sorry, Ray. I mean, if I thought it happened, I would say it. Maybe I passed out and you did stuff to me while I was sleeping.
No! Okay, fine. You don't have to admit it. Because I know that it happened.
Okay.
No, you have to admit it. We can't say it.
Rachel, it's okay. You don't have to do this, all right? I believe you. Okay, if you say that you kissed Melissa, then you kissed Melissa.
Thank you, Phoebe. Okay.
She didn't.
No, I know.
Hey.
Did you just carry that around?
Yes. I find it to be something of a conversation piece.
Between you and...
Gunther. Hey, why don't we put them on? You know, get a picture of Batman and James Bond together.
I would, but mine doesn't fit. The pants are a little tight.
A little tight? I could see 00 and 7 in those things.
Well, that stinks. I was looking forward to us wearing our celebrity tuxes together.
Does that mean you're not going to be wearing yours?
What, are you kidding? It's Batman's tux!
Let me try it on.
Okay, but just the jacket. 007 are not getting in there.
Okay. Holy double vented comfort, Batman. What's this?
Huh?
An invitation to the At First Sight premiere? Oh my God. Val Kilmer didn't wear this in Batman. He wore it to the premiere of some tutti frutti love story where he played a blind guy.
Listen, guy. Oh man.
The only superpower you have is a slightly heightened sense of smell.
Hey, Monica, Chandler, can I talk to you guys for a sec?
All right, that's it. I give up. Whatever you want, you can have it. You want to sing a song? You want to do a dance? You want your mom to stand at the altar and scream racial slurs? I don't care.
No, I just want to thank you guys for what you did for my parents. That was really sweet. They're so happy they get to be a part of your special day.
Oh.
Well, you're welcome. And tell them we're really glad they're coming.
Okay, I will. Oh, check out what they got me to wear for the ceremony. Huh? I'll wear it like this when I marry you guys, and then this is for party time.
It happened. I am telling you, it happened.
Hey, it was great meeting you. And, Rachel, I don't think I'll be calling you because, you know, you've gotten weird. Take care, you guys.
Wait a minute. Okay, look, that night was the one wild thing I have ever done in my entire life, and I'm not going to let you take that away from me. Okay, so if you don't remember that, maybe you will remember this.
Oh my God. You love me.
What?
Of course I remember our kiss. I think about it all the time. I can still hear the coconuts knocking together.
I just didn't want to tell you because I didn't think you'd return my love, and now that you have...
Look who's being suddenly shy.
You can't tell me you don't feel what I feel. Nobody can kiss that good.
I'm just a good kisser.
Shut up.
I'm sorry.
Oh, you don't have to be sorry. I'm obviously kidding. I'm not in love with you. In love with her. I don't hear coconuts banging together. You know, I don't picture your face when I make love to my boyfriend. Anyway, I gotta go. Kiss goodbye?
No?
Okay.
Wow. I mean, I had no idea that that was...
What the hell was that? Just wanted to see what all the fuss was about. And? I think better.